If you like TK Jingles, you can get every single song on your phone. Yes, you can download an app for iPhone. And you can hear all of the silly songs we made this week, all in one simple app. Most are good, but some are crap. And you can rate the app and tell me what you like or hate. But if you plan to leave just one star, remember it's free of charge.
Hi everybody, it's Jerry Negrelli. Welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles podcast, featuring songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. So this week has been really exciting for me. I'm actually pretty darn exhausted. I've been working a lot of late hours after work, building a couple of mobile apps. So if you have an iPhone, there is now a TK Jingles music player app that you can download. Version 1.0 is available right now, but I believe this week version 1.1 will be approved by Apple, and that's going to allow you to log in, mark favorites, look at your own playlists, and have a little bit more interactivity there with your tkjingles.com account. And then on Friday, the Android app was released. So I recorded that little intro song there a few days earlier, and that wasn't even a twinkle in my eye yet. So that one came together pretty quickly and is also available in the Google Play Store. So I encourage you to go check those out. Leave me some feedback. Let me know what you think. They're pretty simple. They're free. So please be kind. But if you have ideas for things that you would like to add to them, like maybe integrating the podcast or some other type of integration with the website or some other new feature, just let me know, podcast@tkjingles.com. This week at TK Jingles has been, it's just been great. There's been a ton of new songs. You know, it kind of ebbs and flows depending on what people have going on, vacations and this and that. So it's, you know, there's usually really good things. There's always a couple of good ones I can play, but the opening set here is six songs, and trying to pick an order for these was impossible because they're all just so good. So I'm going to try to get to this pretty quickly. So the first one is by my brother Jeff. It's a Jimi Hendrix spoof. And I've mentioned before that he doesn't listen to Tony, but he still does these parodies. And you can tell that he's starting to pick up on the jokes just by virtue of doing jingles. So I think from listening to other people's songs, and he did a Hallelujah Part 9 this week. Go check it out on the website in a collaboration. You know, I think that he's starting to get the jokes. I think there's a Junior reference in here anyway. It's pretty funny. And it's all him playing every instrument. So it's pretty crazy. I think a lot of us do backing tracks. And I do acoustic guitar and a little bit of garage band drum tracks and piano and things like that. But he's got a pretty awesome Hendrix guitar solo in there. And then we've got a Cher impression by KJ. It's just great, that aired on Tony's show this week. A song called I'll Drive Everywhere by BV. And it has one of my favorite lyrics in a long time, which is basically just the infinite loop of Tony's life in the car. Then Do You Know Who I Am by Peter. I'm only going to play a snippet of that. It's a little bit long, but the opening of that I thought was just absolutely hilarious. And then Neil Young parody by Brad that's very topical to the Wizards. And then finally, Hallelujah Part 10 by John Fitzpatrick. Enjoy.
Oh, saw, not sneaky at all, but not a man, not even 40. He screwed up, t-shirt doesn't fit, but Tony, please don't ban Chris.
Is he on TV?
MSNBC.
What else can there be?
He writes here in D.C., and if you it's in the field.
That's where it is.
Whoa, it's in the field.
Please don't ban Chris.
I'll drive everywhere, man. I'll drive everywhere, man. Won't go in the air, man. Won't take a boat there, man. In a car from Jim Cole, man. I'll drive everywhere. I'll drive from my house to Rockville to PTI to my house to Rockville to PTI to my house to Rockville to PTI. Stopping at the Safeway, gonna get some grapefruit juice, then to Tori's, going to her party. No, I'm only kidding, I wasn't invited, sons of bitches. I'll drive everywhere, man. I'll drive everywhere, man. Wind blowing in my hair, man. All 25 strands, man. In a car from Jim Cole, man. I'll drive everywhere.
Said the old bald curmudgeon. Others have played that game. Mo Green and Alec Baldwin. Allen Iverson cried. Jameis Winston should have tried. When caught with crab, a name drop implied. I won the Heisman.
Well, I dreamed I saw Aldridge talking on TV, saying something about the league. There were cursed Boolean Pacers walking and inconsistent bigs. There was a Hall of Famer in the stands with a psychopathic gaze. This is Washington's best playoff run since the 1970s. Look at Washington's best playoff run since the 1970s. I was lying in a far-off basement, having long since left D.C. I thought Indiana's using replacements. They don't play like a number one seed. Weber, Juwan, Jordan, and Rashid all couldn't get it done. We've been riding DC's wildest b-ball ride since Agent Zero's gun. Riding DC's wildest b-ball ride since Agent Zero's gun.
It's such a great Len Cohen tune. Jeff Buckley all lost him too soon. And now 10 versions in, we still can't ruin ya. But who we're singing this one for, I somehow can't abide no more. Am I the only one who can't stand Junior? Can't stand Junior. Do any concur? Grates each last nerve, yeah. I can't stand Junior.
Okay, so that was a small selection of the new songs from tkjingles.com this week. Hardly the best of, just songs that I happen to think were kind of funny and would be well-suited for this show. But please go to the website, check out the rest of them, leave feedback on those, let people know what you think. Always appreciate that. This podcast, is, I think, is a nice supplement to that, but hardly a replacement. And now that you have a phone app, I should say, probably already had a phone, but now that you have a phone app, you can go and mark them favorite and hopefully leave people feedback through that channel at some point down the line as I add new features. So this past weekend, Joe Arrow came down, and it's kind of funny. KJ was here a couple weeks ago, and Joe was here, and both times I thought it might be kind of nice to work him into the podcast somehow, but it just never ended up working out. So I think I'm going to try to do something like that over the summer as part of that summer series for the summer sessions of the podcast, see if I can line up some featured guests or other things like that. But for now, it's still just me. So anyway, Joe is here with a woman not yet related to him by marriage. So this first song is going to be one of their tunes in homage to that. And then one of Joe's favorite songs of mine I'll play after that. It's a Billy Joel song that I did last October. And it was one of those ones where after I did it, I said, oh, well, yeah, that's probably as good as it's going to get. I should just quit. But I didn't, and I keep going. And I'm too close to these things to really know if they're funny, you know, because I obviously I'm going to think my own jokes are funny. And but I think it's kept up since then. But this one I know was pretty good. And then we've got a song by Shad, just because it's been too long since we've heard from Shad on this podcast. And this Shad song and then the following one by Q Liu are to help inspire those of you that haven't yet submitted a jingle. So this just goes to show you that with an inkling of talent, but just some creativity and a great performance, you too can be on Tony's show. You too can be part of this. Certainly you'll be a part of this show. So the first one by Shad is his Flintstones song from about a year ago. And then this one by Q Liu is an outtake of a version that he sent in. And it was really funny because it has one of the best endings of a TK jingle ever. It's just such a ridiculous ending. And it's not the version that he sent into the show. And during the entire segment when they were playing this one on the show, Gary was providing a little running commentary, like a director's commentary, saying, uh-oh, here it comes. Here comes the end. Oh, this is going to be bad. Don't do it, brother. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then, you know, he didn't do it. He cut it off. So this is what could have been. This is really what Q had in mind and is just absolutely hilarious. So enjoy a few of these classic TK jingles.
I've been sending in my notes and my emails too, but I guess they're not as funny as a Shad haiku. Mailbag, it just isn't fair how my funny correspondence never makes it on air. Windows and bagels and cars, getting pics from a monkey just won't get you too far. Kevin screwing up the weather, or it's just bad luck. But even Pete Waiter thinks that it all sucks. Sheehan's news just ain't getting it done. But I never miss a moment of the Redskins at one. Emails, your faxes and notes, Tony's gonna read a few of them for all of you folks.
It's 12 o'clock on a Tuesday. The regulars have all written in. There's an old man with some headphones on. He's orange with a beard on his chin. He says, Nigel, can you hand me some emails? How about some faxes or notes? Well, I'd sure like to read one or two of them. From Quebec or Terre Haute. So blah, 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 blah. blah, 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 blah. Sing us a song about the mailbag. We'll play it just before noon. Oh, and try to be funny, but don't expect money for any of your silly tunes.
Tony's mailbag. He's a grumpy Stone Age elderly from the town of D.C., where the Poles all drive SUVs. Who thought what you ate for lunch today would be even funny in some way? If he decides to read yours, you'll have a yabba-dabba-doo time, a dabba-doo time. You'll have a gay, not that there's anything wrong with it, old time.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Got your emails and faxes and your notes. Here comes Tony's mailbag. Gonna read for all you fucked up mister. Never mind.
So, that is just one of my all-time favorite moments there by Q Lu, and I'm sure I'm butchering that name. It's mostly vowels, so I'm not doing too well, but I absolutely love that ending. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. So this next segment, I got some bonus songs lined up here. The first is a Del Shannon song that I've been working on that I'll be putting on the website sometime shortly. I love Del Shannon in that early 1960s era, so I tend to do a lot of songs from that time period. And then the next one is an extremely long song that we'll probably never make the show, so I'm just going to share it with you here. I did this maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and I've been working on it. The lyrics have changed a little bit since then if I ultimately end up recording the full thing, and you may notice some lyrics don't make sense being sung by me because I had intended Michelle to join me, and this is just a demo. So in the final version, she'll probably sing a part of it. But as I prepared for the end of summer back in January, I was just thinking about Tony leaving on June 27th or so, and wanting to have something to do there and knowing how great everybody is and all the fun things that we're doing at TK Jingles, that it was going to be really hard to have something played. So I wanted to put a lot of work into it and make sure that it was ready to go. And, you know, We Didn't Start the Fire last year was a big hit, and people tend to like that. It's still the number one most downloaded song. And so the logical follow-up to that, I thought, was the REM song of a similar vein, End of the World as We Know It. So I'm doing that. People have told me it's pretty funny. The lyrics, I've basically started taking notes last Labor Day and have been keeping them ever since. So there's some pretty obscure references running throughout the entire 8 months or so that the show has been on. And I'll probably wrap that up sometime mid-June and then send it in that last day just in case. Are they in a little bit early or something like that? I'll get in there a little bit early. But anyway, as I was looking at that, it seemed like such an obvious choice. And it's really funny and it's cool, but and I love REM, so I really enjoyed singing it. But I wanted to do something different, you know, more ambitious than that. And so I was watching Les Mis. Well, actually, not. Let me take a step back there. What I wanted to do was the quintet from West Side Story, which is the song that has Tonight, and it has Anita singing. It has everybody from the show doing a little part. It's got the Jets and the Sharks going back and forth. And it's one of those songs where everybody from the show is represented. And I had done Officer Krupke, and I love West Side Story, and I love that song. And I thought, oh, it would be so cool to do the quintet and to have this like 3-minute song with all these different parts, and I could bring in all these different jokes and stories. And I sat down to try to do it, and I just could not find anything that fit those words. And there was a lot of instruments, and it just didn't seem like it would be a good fit. And then a few days later, I was listening to Les Mis just driving around, and their equivalent of that song came on, and which I also love. And immediately, that was a perfect fit. So this is a demo of that. It's called One Show More, and it's a song that was intended to be played on the day before Tony leaves for summer break. And given its length. I don't think that's ever going to happen. So I present it here to you in its demo form, and ultimately the final version will probably be on tkjingles.com sometime this summer. And you know, there's a snowball's chance in hell that it will be on Tony's show at some point as well, but you can get a little preview of it here, so I hope you enjoy.
Once he had a cushy job, where that doesn't matter. He ran afoul of management, Narasetti, that f***ing backstabber. Hats off to Raju for showing Tony the door. Now that the Colomets are through, he can do so much more. No Pulitzer Prize, but he got an Emmy for PTI. I'm so glad that Tony got canned by Raju. Raju. One show more, two more hours with Mr. Tony. This could be his lasting legacy. The bosses need to save some cash. They said take off the summer satch. One show more.
I'm still on podcast delay. There are shows from me I haven't started.
One show more.
I think I'm good till Labor Day. The weasel schemes have all been thwarted.
One more show till Tony's done.
Will he be back on air again?
Two more hours, yes, I am counting.
Two more months until we know.
This past year, Jer's had some fun.
Maybe we'll find another show.
But now he can pay attention to me.
One more day before we hear.
Do I switch to Morning Joe?
The power hour with Al Gall.
Should the littles all go there?
It's not fair to compare.
Does the station even care?
But no one's as good as Tony.
The littles agree. We love this show.
One show more.
One more day till his vacation. On his way to Delaware, he will need heavy sedation so that bridge don't make
one
him scared.
Whatever will we do without all those IQs, emails, faxes, notes, and all the jingles too? What windows do we need? What car should we buy? How will we know these things without that bald orange guy?
How long have I been singing? I'm really pressing my luck. I know what Nigel must be thinking. It's time to shut the f*** up.
I'm almost done, I promise you.
One show more.
I will miss Joe Farrell's emails. I will miss Josh Cromwell's notes. I will miss hearing Tony laughing when he reads them for
one
you.
Show.
The Weasels have a choice to share each show today. Let them hear your voice or the end of delay.
I still remember Gilbert.
Tomorrow he'll be far away. Tomorrow is his final day.
Tomorrow we'll find out what night he has in store.
One show more. One more show.
One show more.
Well, I woke up this morning and there was no show, but I remember Jerry has a show of his own.
Find it when you want it and there ain't no lag. So here comes some emails in Jerry's mailbag. Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Jerry's mailbag.
All right. It's Jerry's mailbag. Thank you, Patrick Moffitt, for that fantastic new intro jingle. So this week we got a load of new emails and tweets, and due to those mobile apps, I got some reviews from the Play Store and the App Store as well. So let's go ahead and get started with that. So this first email is from Alan Taylor in Lumberton, North Carolina. He says, I have only one suggestion for all the creative people. Remember that we are all in or close to Tony's demo. The ears aren't what they once were. Make sure the lyrics are louder than the background. And I definitely would second that. It's so frustrating when you hear something on the radio that's a parody song and you can't understand the lyrics. So, you know, as you guys are mixing, obviously none of us are professionals, but definitely keep that in mind. Make sure that vocal track is nice and clear and crisp and distinct and loud so that we can hear all the jokes. Otherwise, it's just somebody yodeling in a mailbag segment that we don't understand. Next, we got a pretty long email here from John Fitzpatrick. He says, I am completely digging the new app, the Firehose, and the TK Jingles podcast. I have to tell you, though, that I recently rewatched Christopher Nolan's Inception, and then later, when listening to the mailbag jingle for the mailbag segment for a podcast about jingles sung in a mailbag segment of a radio show that I listened to via podcast, well, I felt like I was three levels deep, and there we were, me and you and Joe Arrow and Brad Weiss and KJ, all in those super white ski suits storming that ski lodge fortress. Plus, we're strapped into that van with headphones on slow-mo falling to the river, and all I can think is, it's 11:51, and what jingle is Nigel playing through those headphones? So maybe there's such a thing as TKJ overload. Watch out as you plunge into 31 jingles in 31 days. Yeah, you know, this is pretty much a self-feeding loop here, so it certainly has the danger of that happening, but I think we're, you know, The thing that this week actually was pretty funny, for the first time in Tony's mailbag, they played a song by Jeff that was Hey, Mr. Aging Bald Man. And it was the first time, I think, that there was a joke that referenced me and this podcast directly and the Kickstarter, and it went over their head. So I thought it was kind of funny how some of the songs that are being sent in now are for people that listen to this or that go to the website. And Tony and Gary and those folks had no idea what Jeff was talking about. So, you know, there's a danger of going too far that way, and then they lose interest in this stuff. So I certainly don't want to encourage that. But, you know, it was pretty funny that we've reached that point now where we have inside jokes that they aren't even privy to. So, you know, Tony gets so much flack for having all these inside jokes that are never explained, and we're perpetuating that and, in fact, making it worse. And then on the last topic, the 31 and 31, so an update there. In addition to writing all those mobile apps this week, I completed and finished recording 6 of those tracks. I wrote 2 more, and then I got a couple more ideas. So I think, 6 out of 31, I'm about 20% done. So I've got enough content almost for that first week there in July. So I can breathe a little bit easier now. And my target is to have all 31 done before that happens. One of the challenges that I have is that a lot of times I really want to share these things, either on this podcast or on the website. So holding on to 31 jingles fully produced and ready to go for all that time until July is going to be very hard for me. So what probably will end up happening is that ones I particularly like will just bubble up and be released sooner, and then I'll have to go back and write some new ones and create even more work for myself. So hopefully I don't write any good ones, so it'll just all be crap and I can leave it for the summer and not to make things harder for myself. All right, now I've got some tweets here. So the first one is from Volpo. He says, Jerry, your app is not available in Canada. Been talking to McManus. And for those of you paying attention, actually, the Android app for a few days there was only available in the US, Ireland, England, Australia, and Japan, I think. And that was because I wasn't sure what the Google Play Store approval process was. And there were all these export control checkboxes. And I really didn't want to release it until I understood how long it would take to be approved. And I thought it may complicate things. But literally, when I saw that tweet from Volpo, I went back in there, checked every country in the world, and republished all in a matter of 10 seconds. So the App Store takes a 5-day approval process. The Google Play Store, it's almost instantaneous, which was great. So it's available in Canada now. So those of you Canadians listening, I hope you can enjoy it. Then a tweet here from TJ Clark. He says, any chance you can make the app available for us Windows Phone users? And I actually probably will do that. You know, it's really going to be diminishing returns there, because Windows Phone, I think, has a 2% market share or something pretty sad. But That is my native technology to begin with, C#.net, all the technology that goes into that. The other ones I've just been kind of fiddling around with, but I know that well. I actually have written a Mr. Tony app that I used when I had a Windows phone for about 3 or 4 months until I ultimately got rid of it. But I had an app that I'd custom written because the podcast feature on the Windows phone is so lousy, I needed something that could directly get samedaytony.com and some of those other things that weren't in their directory. So should be pretty straightforward for me to do that. I'll probably do it, TJ, if you're listening. I'm not sure how long it'll take. They also have a approval process similar to Apple that takes 5 days or so. So it may take a little while until it's out there. Another tweet from ButtDoctor31. He says, I downloaded and tried to give a 5-star review titled, This App Stinks. Nice work. Puts a smile on my face. And then we have a message here from Craig Collins. He says, what's a guy to do with the favorite buttons on the TK Jingles website when he enjoys every jingle? I think they're getting better. And that is awesome feedback, Craig. Thank you so much. I'm sure everybody listening appreciates that if they've written tunes. It's been over a year now we've been doing these things. So the idea that they're still funny, first of all, I think is kind of a miracle. And then that they're getting better. And, that's just a sign of the great people involved and the talent and the creativity everybody's got. So that's great. Next, I've got, there weren't any new iTunes reviews this week. So please, if you haven't reviewed this podcast yet on iTunes, please go to the iTunes app and do so. You can also go and I think leave a review on iTunes.com if you don't use iTunes. Just go in there, leave a review if you listen anyway. That would really be helpful for me. But there weren't any new reviews, but there was a new star rating and somebody gave it 4 stars. So I think there's like 35 5-star ratings and 2 1-star ratings. Those I understand. Either you really like it or you hate it. But somebody left a 4-star review and I don't understand what that means. So the thing that frustrates me about that is there was no constructive feedback. So if you're going to leave something besides a 5 that says, hey, I love you, or a 1 that says, I hate you, which, you know, obviously, what does a 4-star mean? That obviously means there's something I could do better. There's something I do differently. So am I talking too much? Am I not talking enough? Do I need to start having guests? I mean, what's the story there? So if you're going to leave me feedback, I would appreciate not just starring it. Actually write something. Tell me what you think. Let me know. I mean, hopefully it's good feedback, but, you know, if it's negative, that's fine too. But just please be constructive and let me know what I can do to make it better for you. All right. And then we've got some reviews from the Google Play Store here for the new mobile app. The first one is from Kevin Hignut. It says, this app is sneaky awesome. And then David Bottoms says, badass. That's like a double ass review there with Bottoms and badass. That's interesting. I've seen a lot of butts in this mailbag for some reason today. And then finally, I'd like to end it with some iOS reviews here from the iPhone App Store. And the first one is from Farinata 727. He says, as with all of Mr. Negrelli's work, the ratio of effort to stupidity is staggering. Truly the Hydrox cookie of iPhone applications. Yeah, it is pretty remarkable how much time and energy I put into a rather unrewarding activity, even with the Kickstarter. I mean, I made enough money to get some equipment there, but with the cost of everything else, I'm clearly not doing this for the cash. It's obviously just a love of that show, you know, Tony's show and the music and the performing and the comedy, which is the my favorite thing of all, is just the jokes. Then here we have a message from Telegrapho. He says, Negrelli is the Mozart of our generation. That's, of course, if Mozart would have dedicated his life to write jingles about an orange old man. And thank God Mozart is dead, because then what the hell would I do, right? I mean, luckily I'm good at this and I can keep doing it. But, you know, if somebody like Mozart comes along and starts doing it, you know, like if Jeff actually listened to the show and could contribute some jokes, you know, maybe I'd be in trouble, but not yet. All right, then we have one from Marvin Foster. He says, of all the orange-themed apps I have, this is the best. And then finally, MouseMan67, Caesar salad with chicken and a Diet Coke for lunch. And I think that's a great place to end it. So, folks, thank you for joining me for another episode of the TK Jingles podcast. I will be back again next week with more stupid songs, silly stories, demos, and hopefully a mailbag. Send me your messages, podcast@tkjingles.com. Tweet me @JerryNegrelli. Go to tkjingles.com. Leave people feedback. Let them know what you think. If you have a iPhone or an Android phone or a tablet, go to the app stores, download the app. Let me know what you think. Let me know if there's something else that could be added there, if there's something else you don't like, if there's something you really do like. Just send me feedback. I'd love to get it. podcast@tkjingles.com. Have a fantastic week.
Well, dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange.